Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and I mean that literally. Hope you all are doing great out there. And we're just finishing. We're in the beginning of 2017. I don't always like to say the dates because we always, you know, replay shows. We use them for training, et cetera, but it's been such an exciting start of 2017 and a very emotional start with the election and President Donald Trump coming in, and whether you're on the left side, the right side, and hopefully in the middle on both sides. It's been quite a quite rude awakenings going on right now, and a lot of intense energy, a lot of people standing up, and I really feel strong in my heart that it's going to work itself out. We have to give everything time. Doesn't mean it makes it easy. People have different places they are in their lives. So I'm so happy to be here today, and many of you, as we can see from our stats, listen to the show at later times and download at your convenience, which is what I love about this type of internet radio. It puts us out to many, many more people, and you're able to listen at your convenience. So today, you guys get me. We're going to talk about why real estate menu systems are here to stay, and also the best deal for all of us with technology and changing things that are happening. So if you're listening live, you can call, if you have any questions, 347-945-5428 and press 1 to be able to be connected, and then we'll get you through to me and you can ask your questions. And if you'd like to ask them later, for those of you that are used to it, you can also go online, realityuniversal.com, send us an email, go to radio@realityuniversal.com, and we will get back to you also with if you have suggestions, topics, interesting stories you'd like to get on and talk about, send us an email, send us a shot, and we will definitely get back to you. So, what are real estate menu systems? A real estate menu system is a system that allows buyers and sellers, agents and brokers, to get in and work together on either a full-service basis or an as-is basis. So for buyers and sellers, it actually lets you customize the process whether you're buying or selling a home. But you have a network of real estate agents and brokers to pull from and to work with if you need us. So real estate menu systems have a lot more to do than just be a menu. I actually created the real estate menu system that we've been using since 1994, when you never heard of a real estate menu. All you heard of was traditional full service or once in a while very, very discount brokerage. I believe Help You Sell was doing some discounting, basically saying we'll do most of it for half the price. But you didn't really ever hear of a menu. We got started with a need, and we found a lot of people back then in Maryland that had gone through, this was about 3 years after the Gulf War, didn't have equity, either some if they were going through a divorce, death, if they had to sell, there wasn't as much equity, and there were a lot of situations where people were faced with foreclosure. So I couldn't stand that. I'm the type of person with my mindset, my personality, I need to fix something. I'm used to looking at the big picture and saying, how do we fix this? So back then, I didn't want to throw away our full-service business. I'd been in since 85 and did tons and tons of sales and didn't want to do that, so I created a menu. And the very first menu actually had food dishes on it. It was kind of corny. We had mushroom fricassee, and that was a dish that was actually from a local restaurant at the time, a restaurant that's still there now called Harriman House. I believe they've changed the part of the name. It was kind of corny, but we had the full service, the menu, the a la carte, kind of like, you know, we today, in today's time and day and age, people want everything, but they want to be able to save money. More and people are involved. So the real estate menu system actually isn't just, hey, you want to have this or this. It's actually a complete system. So when you get involved with the system, you'll have instructions on what to expect, how it's going to work, if you need somebody or if you don't need them. On the agent broker side, it's actually a wonderful system when you really learn how to do it, and you end up working less hours, having a lot more freedom. It doesn't mean there aren't times where you're going to work many, many hours. And I think most of us in the business don't mind work. It's just a matter of being able to have your family time, work time, learn how to have a life in the midst of all of it. And for you agents and brokers listening, and we always have many, many agents and brokers in our network listening and later and people not in the network, you know, when you complain and you look at work and what we do in the real estate industry, just pay attention to all the people that are driving daily in rush hour traffic, people that are having to take an hour to 2 hours just to get to work and back, not to mention prep time, et cetera, on all that. Or take a look at people working so hard for minimum wage. I'm only mentioning that because it is the type of industry that even if you're offering menu programs, you can still have a lot of freedom, give back, help a lot of people, and have a great life. And I, of course, have been somebody who's taken it very seriously, probably more serious than I should have, because I need to lighten up at times. You know, I get very, I guess when I started doing the menu programs, I absolutely 100% did not do them to try to make money. You know, you would lose money, of course, when you're offering a system in the beginning before being able to perfect it. And for many years, I've, on our programs where it's a flat fee going to the MLS, we have lost money. And I, there were many times where it maybe didn't make sense to keep it, but I believed in it. And so you get it from both angles. What we're able to teach is literally living it for years in different markets and from ground up, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, and trying to make it a win-win for the buyers and sellers. When our time is so different now. Here we are in 2017. When we first started these programs, we didn't have the internet. Well, the internet was out there. The government was using it, but the private sector wasn't using the internet. Now, real estate, the internet is massive. I mean, you have billions when you look worldwide using the internet. And real estate agents, brokers, the industry has kind of starting to become a commodity kind of, you know. People are like, oh, maybe we'll use them, maybe we won't. Do we need it? Do we not? Besides the fact that there's so many people in the industry, and I'm sorry, but you can be brand new and working really hard and be an awesome agent, and it takes you usually 3 years to be a broker, but depending on what state you're in and some of the roles. But you can be working really hard and be just great, fantastic, and your energy and your follow-through is going to make you fantastic. Or you can be in it for years. And I don't, for me personally, I think, and I don't want to sound negative, because I don't ever want to be a negative person, and I always believe each situation is different. But I think if you're going to get in it and you're going to get in part-time or just do a transaction here and there, you still owe it to the buyer and the seller to get updated on what you're doing. Because the biggest reason that deals fall apart, and I've seen it across the board, everything you can imagine. I've been in this over 32 years and dealt with thousands of transactions, not just flat fee. So, and those of you who know me know my track record, or anybody else can check out the track record. The biggest reasons deals fall through is lack of knowledge and lack of follow-through. And I mean, we've got negotiating that comes up, and literally follow-through, literally details that can be followed through every week that are just skipped and create a massive problem when it could have been solved easily. So there's different things that come through, and I've seen it where the agents aren't doing it either. So people talk about a lot of traditional agents that want to only do full service and no menu programs whatsoever. I've seen many times where they're not following through and they're not doing their clients or customers a service either. And there are many good ones. So I see it kind of from all different aspects because I've done it from all different aspects. On the flip side, when we do full service as well, we train the agents to offer full service. Now, we do have some agents in the brokerage networks across the country that only will do virtual full service. They don't want to do traditional full service, and then we can always place somebody if that happens. But the ideal situation is that the agents and brokers that are involved in our network do, you know, everything from the flat fee to full service. But so I see these problems happen, and I can understand why buyers and sellers say, I don't need to use an agent. So typically you would say, well, why, which buyer and seller, what's the makeup of a buyer or seller that wants to use a real estate menu program? I think it could be everybody nowadays. Years ago, without the internet, most people would say, just go do it. We're not going to be able to put the marketing out. We're not going to be able to do everything we need to do. So many people started out as for sale by owners. And within weeks, if the property didn't sell, they would turn it over to an agent or broker. You still have many people these days that start out to be for sale by owners. And if it doesn't work out, they typically will turn their property over. Nowadays, though, with the MLS and with the massive internet marketing that's able to be done with a flat fee listing, many sellers are getting in and selling their properties, and they're not needing to use us or the agents on a full service business. So when I talk about real estate menu systems, it's actually a system to make sure that everybody gets from A to Z easily and it makes sense. And you also have a net that if you're trying one program and one isn't working, you can switch up or down or however to a different program. But everybody's more of a team or more of a family. It's not like saying, okay, you have to do it this way or the highway. And so I've seen it from different ways. So that when you have a lot of times, a seller or buyer that wants to get into the menu program and they want to do the, for example, for sale by owner program, get into it themselves, or a buyer rebate program, they know how to do it. They've been through this before. We've had people that actually, you know, say they had a bad experience. They've, worked with other agents and brokers and the deal fell apart. They had a nightmare experience. They don't want to work with another agent or broker. So, they saw what happened, and many felt like they could do it themselves better. And so you do have a lot of people, other people getting involved these days, getting into real estate menu systems. We have the younger generation that's fully technology. I mean, I found so many times we don't get a return phone call if somebody's under 25, but if we text, we're answered immediately. So, you know, everything is changing. And with real estate menu systems, there's a back-end system too. So the technology is there where things are tracked, followed through, sent back. You know, you can get things through, of course, internet, text, and everything. So they're just fantastic systems that a lot of the companies that are full service do not want to do. And I disagree with that. I think that we need to open up and we need to give people choices. We kind of teach people how to not reinvent the wheel. It was started for a need for people. And I think when you really care about people and you go out there and do it, it shows and it comes back. And a lot of our business is repeat business and referrals, which means a lot these days because so many people are on the internet and they're just going to try to find whoever's the cheapest deal, what you can do, how it can go through. So a true menu system is what we're talking about today. I believe they're here to stay because we're getting, as far as technology goes, we're getting so much more into technology and into grabbing our phones and pulling down an app. You know, they'll buy houses on the internet. Typically, somebody's going to want somebody to come and look at it or take photos or a video, but it's being done constantly. Apps to schedule appointments, You can meet agents. You can talk to agents. You can, talk to the seller directly. But all of this has to be contained somewhere, and you need a system. Otherwise, it's pure chaos, or it could be pure chaos. Same time, when somebody goes in and they're a seller or they're going into a for sale by owner program or a buyer, they also have to be careful and have a system so that they're tracking everything and everything's documented and they're not losing anybody. So what we offer through the Realty Universal Real Estate Menu Systems programs for the agents and brokers, they get extensive training to learn how to implement these programs into their system without throwing away giving away the whole store. Also, how to do it and keep track and keep everybody happy and be there when people need you, because timing is crucial in this industry. You know, it only takes one buyer to buy your house. If you're the buyer, you need to be able to have something turned around quickly because there's other buyers trying to buy a property too. So it definitely works, and you know what to expect. That's really nice about systems being in place and with a back-end system and marketing and documentation but I'll tell you, when you're selling your own home, nobody knows your home better than you. Same time, you may be too close to it to where you want to back up and let the people go through without you being right into it. Sometimes you're too close to it, right? So there's a fine line and a way to do this, and we offer training so that you can do this and keep it simple. And make it a win-win for everybody. So that's where a true menu system is just why I think they're here to stay, is because people want choices. People deserve choices. And with the internet, it's going to keep staying. And there's still the option always to say, hey, just do it all for me. You guys, do everything. I'm just going to pack. I'm going to move on. And, I've seen people do a menu system on $5 million deal. It doesn't matter if, most people would think, well, they're not going to do it on certain deals and larger. It's not the makeup of people doing these systems that want to do them, that are buyers or sellers, is changing drastically because with the internet, it's like, why not? Why not get in here and do this? I still fully believe in dotting our I's, crossing our T's, and the traditional part of the real estate tied in. One of the best-selling programs that we have in the U.S. is the 1% virtual full service. What that does is there's a minimum fee, and that puts you in a program where the agent is fully, or broker is fully representing you, except it's done virtually in your area, so you're involved. But you're not having to do everything. But they're representing you, checking on feedback, looking for the buyer as well, handling all the contracts, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, so that you're fully taken through to closing or settlement. And that's one of the best-selling programs. And I think the reason it's one of the best-selling programs is it really works because you have the team effort. You're not alone doing this, but yet you're still able to do it your way. You're able to get involved as much as you want or as little as you want, because there's several ways to structure the program. I just believe I'm more about we want to get results. We don't have to be the biggest and the best. I also believe we need to support each other. With that, I mean, not everybody's a fit, because I think it has to be fair. So if a buyer or seller says, I don't care about you, I just want the cheapest deal, I just want this, I just want that, and I'm going to be really high maintenance and I'm going to expect all these calls and take somebody off the program for the very basic program, it's best for us or an agent or broker to say, hey, we may not be the fit for you, because we want life to be happy and fun as well. So it's not for every single person, and there's ways to streamline it and see if our guys are a good fit for you and you're a good fit for us. Just like agents and brokers, so that the typical model, or makeup, I should say, of which agents and brokers fit beautifully into the Realty Universal real estate menu system. And we don't ever want a conflict of interest. So In order to be a member, you have to be willing to offer menu systems in your brokerage. So if you're a brokerage that says, we only are going to do full service or nothing, and all full service companies will change, will negotiate on the commission, they'll do things, but they won't typically market it or advertise it because they don't want to do that and they're afraid of what's going to happen to their business if they're going to give away all their full service business. And if they want to pick and choose, that particular brokerage would not be a good fit for membership with Realty Universal under the real estate menu system, because if we have a lot of buyers and sellers that have worked with us, they refer us to friends, relatives, because it's a small world, it really is, and we need to be able to place them with the proper agent or broker that's been through the training and received certification and can do what they need done. So we don't want to refer to somebody who's going to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can only do it this way. So but I have found from being in the industry so long, the best agents and brokers really are feeding their family, right, pretty much. So you have to make money, and they really get in and get into the detail and negotiate and handle and have a lot of experience, or even if they're new, really go the extra mile to do the best job for you. And I find a lot of small mom-pa brokerages fit that model, because you'll have the nucleus, you'll have people with a few agents, maybe 5, 10, 15 max, and everybody's really working hard together, and that seems to work best. You hear a lot about teams in the industry these days. We started trying out teams in the early 90s, and I do believe in teams. A team effort is if you go in a transaction and different people on the team are handling different aspects of your transaction. Some of the teams are getting as large as a brokerage, and then your particular transaction may not be handled by the whole team. So real estate menu systems, definitely there's so much we can go over, which we never have time for on the show. They really are, I believe, going to stay, because you tie in so many other aspects. You're able to have a one-stop shop. You're able to get in and get referred to, with escrow, title, loan officers, get in there and get good advice. Of course, we're not substituting for attorney advice, but a lot of the attorneys will contact us if there's – it just depends on what it is and what's going on as well. So I fully believe in it because it works, and our agents are actually affiliates, are trained to work on deals, and then there's ongoing training, too, to always go over different situations. So, for example, a really great agent or broker can be worth their weight in gold. And then if somebody isn't good because the markets are good and everybody's getting their license, that can also be a fiasco, which is part of why I think some sellers and buyers said, no, we did it before, we're going to try it on our own this time. When everything goes smooth, it's fine. But with menu systems, you can get in and start out on one program, and if you need more help, or you can also do a la carte and pay by the hour. You can pay a percentage of what you're going to need done. So if you run into a situation, you are going to know, based on the systems, what it's going to cost you up front. You're not going to just have billable hours and all of a sudden you've, 20 hours and you didn't know that you used 20 hours. You're going to know up front. And the areas that typically that you do need help on is contracts. Most of the brokers in our network belong to the National Association of Realtors. Not all, but most do. And but if they're not, we always make sure that they're able to get the contracts. There's just different ways it works on different – when I say most, it's 99%. But you could have an area that doesn't have the coverage or they've elected to just sign up for the MLS and not the board. But there's contracts that are used by the real estate boards around the country are prepared by real estate attorneys, and they have updates. They're constantly updated to add in any new regulations. Like, for example, even if you're a for sale by owner, you have to provide a lead paint addendum if your property is built before 1978. And then there's some changes made, too. You also have to keep it. It used to be 3 years. Now I think it's 5 years, 5 or 6 years. There's things that you still are liable to do if you're a seller. Buyers, you always want to be aware and make sure you're getting your feasibility study. So there's a lot of little things that you still should check with when you're buying or selling. That doesn't mean that all the agents in the world have it, but we do have The agents in the country, U.S. here, have many that are belonging to the board, do have contracts that are really good. I cringe, and I see it all the time, where these sites offer, you know, LegalZoom, or I don't want to just be quoting, please, as LegalZoom. I'm not knocking any company out there. They're saying we're providing this generic contract, or go to Home Depot and get a generic contract. I cringe because there could be other regulations or different docs or things that you need to be aware of that you're not aware of that aren't in those generic contracts. When I buy or sell property in other areas, I still make sure that I'm going to do it the right way. Because when you're spending that money for an investment, it's worth it to make sure that you're covering everything and getting your feasibility study. Most, you know, so that the contracts are really important, which you're able to work with the brokers to do that as well. Most properties do, like I was mentioning earlier, fall through because of negotiating inspection issues. There could be appraisal issues, loan details. A lot of things have changed these days, and there's no all end all to it, but it gives you a cushion and a safety net to be able to work with agents and brokers that have this information at their fingertips but still aren't going to shun down at you because you're saying, hey, I don't want to go full service. And, again, you can do that as well. Sometimes you go full service on the selling and then do a buyer rebate on the buying. There's just many ways to do it. We also train at agents to also ask for respect because it really does. If you know you're saving, you're a seller or a buyer, and you're saving thousands, and you're building a long-term relationship, it is nice to be able to make sure you buy that next property through someone else, through the person who helped you save the money, or you know, not that anybody owes anyone, and they don't have to, but it is just nice building relationships. With that said, even though right now we have so much social networking, we have things being done virtually. I would never want to go back and have to work in the building or an office we had built in years ago. I would never want to have to go back into that environment 24/7 after all the years in the industry if it's not necessary. Many, many people in our network believe and feel the same way. But what we're finding is people love the internet and everybody loves to do things quickly, but many people still like to locally talk to somebody. You know, they want to know that somebody knows the area that can get involved. They're talking to them, and so that's beautiful in what you can do with a real estate menu system too, because so you're global yet local. Lots of things are changing, and we have a lot of baby boomers want things one way, and the X generation is going to want it another way, and so it's really nice to be able to interview even virtually and get tied in and see if this is a fit or not a fit. So just examples. So sometimes it's good to have somebody that really knows what they're doing. Many times, I'll give you an example, a property, I was in Hawaii a couple years ago and the listing was in Maryland. And we've worked with a person who's become friends over the years on several properties over 20 years. And he went into our virtual 1% program. And the property was in Maryland, but it had a barn. The house needed work. It's an older home. Had a smaller shed that was larger than a shed, like the size of maybe a 10 by 10 dining room type of thing. And many, many people were showing it, and we weren't getting a contract. And I said, well, let me run, you go ahead, and if you agree to show something, I'll do it from Hawaii. I'll do it from here, from Hawaii at the time. And I got it sold. And so someone would say, well, you're 5,000 miles away. No. When you know what you're doing, plus I already knew the area really well, you can do it. And the buyer that bought that property was going VA. And I will guarantee you 99% of the agents or brokers that look at it are going to say that house isn't going to pass VA. Because it needed gutters, the windows were old, the different things were falling. But I knew what I was up against, and I said, hey, to the seller, I said, you go ahead and show for me, and I'll take off this on the other side. So we get people involved in doing the deal. I talked to the buyer and said, there's going to be a list of things that are going to be required if you're up for this. Talk to the seller, and he said, yeah, no problem, I'm up for it. They were both saving money, and that particular property, the seller put gutters on, but he was okay to do it. The buyer and seller together took down this shed that was probably the size of a dining room, depending, you know, at least 10 by 10 more, took it down. Little things had to be done here and there, but they knew what they were up against. I prepared them, you know, for the appraisal, and we're going to get a list and da-da-da-da. I guarantee you 99% would say that wouldn't go through. So knowledge really is power. And it's important to know who you're working with and say, but I was able to do that and still help from 5,000 miles away and got it done. And we had many, many other showings. So I'm giving you examples because it is worth it to see where the expertise comes in and then get it done. And years ago, I had a property that the VA that was one of my listings, and the person saw it through an ad on a marketing. It was Owens Mills Times back then. And she said, which house is that? I had to get, there was a deadline. She wasn't even looking for a house. And I said, oh, this one. It was my listing. She and her husband bought it. We had a roof put on before closing. I mean, everything you have to do, everything legally, you have to do what's allowed. People, of course, you don't have anyone spend money or do things before loans are approved. There's so many ways you have to protect all parties. But I'm just throwing it out there that things can be done and a lot of people would never think about it. We just did one recently on a rehab that I guarantee you people would have said that house is never going to, it's not going to work. And they did. It did. A lot of things take extra work. So that's where the expertise of an agent or broker that really knows their stuff can help. And I've had it on commercial deals, raw land. It's just, it really is that, hey, can you look at this? What do you think? What do you think this we could do with this to make this work? And that helps. But not everybody's an expert, but many are. So it's beautiful to get in and say, hey, I want to get into this system, and this is what we're doing. What do you think? And come in and be part of our family and work with us and get to know us and get to know the affiliates and know that, you know, sometimes we had somebody in one state and a seller that's worked with us for years said that there's not returning my phone calls. The property sold in 2 days. But so we got on it right away. I mean, that's part of what we do. To say, hey, this has to work. There has to be customer service, and it has to work all the way around. So these are real estate menu systems, and more procedures get added to the back because of technology, and it's just a really win-win for everybody. And we can place people anywhere in the world as well because we have we've been in for a long time. We have a pretty good, neat network. So the beautiful thing for the agents and brokers that want to get into as a Realty Universal member, is you are not paying into a franchise. So you're keeping your own company. You're not paying franchise fees. You're getting referrals. You're getting training. And you're able to see how the system works so it can work seamlessly. That's pretty much. So I believe they're here to stay because with technology, it's not going away. It just isn't going to go away. But it's nice to be able to do a win-win, isn't it? And you also have to be very careful. There's just a lot of things that you have to. So how do we train? Okay, we have programs with certification. We still do the old-fashioned teleseminars as well as webinars. I still love a teleseminar. Why? Because you can be anywhere. You can be in the car of course, people have different feelings about it. I'm not saying you should be talking on the phone or definitely no texting, but you can be in the car with your speaker on and listen to it. You can be on their way to an appointment. You can be on their way to a meeting. You know, sellers, buyers, everybody. You can be anywhere and still listen to a teleseminar. You don't have to get in front of your computer and be on a webinar. I like webinars, but lots of times they're not technology. Depending on where you are and your speed of internet, it doesn't always work as well. And so I'm still, as you can hear, we do this Realty Universal Radio. For those of you that are used to listening to us, we split it up. It's not always about real estate, and not always in the order of real estate and self-help and what people are doing to the community. It's mixed up, and it's very organic. I get yelled at all the time, Natalie, put sponsors on, put more, you know, commercials in, do this, make money, monetize it. And I love to keep it organic. It's not that we won't do that with other programs, but I love keeping it organic. So maybe the audio isn't perfect. And for the perfectionists out there, I totally get what you mean, and it should be so. But it's easy. For me, wherever I am in the world working on things, I can jump on here and do this. So I really believe in us trying to keep things simple, but right and correct. and not so picky and picking on everybody. You know, it just, we really want to make sure things work. And in the industry, you definitely have to dot your I's and cross your T's when it comes to contracts and legalities, et cetera, on that. But so that's why I still love teleseminars, because, I mean, I constantly, there's different webinars I'll want to get on, and I'm like, oh, gosh, why can't that be a teleseminar? Because I'm not, my meeting ran over. I'm not going to be able to change this around. I'm not going to get it on. I can't get on it that day. So, and I love replays, too. That's a beautiful thing with us, too. You can get in and get the old archives and listen to that. So we are almost to the end of the show today. For those of you who have questions, just email us. And we're making a lot of changes since it's the beginning of the year. All the sites, upgrades, all that's being done right now. We try to roll that out at the end of December, but we're a little bit behind this year. So we're making all those changes. And again, we're very organic, so it's the real deal. It just so you get to see all that. But so there's a lot of things, and I think you can also, when you're in our system too, you're able to ask questions and get information, and the agents and brokers can get on calls and throw out problems and situations and see how that can work. Same with sellers and buyers. So. I believe in it. I totally believe in it. And even for commercial, of course, commercial deals, the attorneys get involved, depending on what state. Like in New York, the attorneys draft the contracts, right? But even on just regular commercial deals, you have attorneys involved constantly and different things. But that doesn't mean you still do not need somebody to negotiate, to pull the deal together, to do all the stuff. I always liken what we do when we're really good at negotiating is and averting problems, averting pitfalls. I liken it to an orchestra. You know, if one of the instruments is out of key, the note's off, and you're singing, it's just kind of ruins the whole thing if you have a really good ear for music. And that's just like cooking, you know, the chefs that cook, this is preparing and done, and everything's just, they're able, you know, you really know how to cook well with whatever you're cooking. You get it all ready at the same time and done and out. And it's just, there's a system in there, and a system works, and there's an art to it. Even though people may not believe it, there really is. I think that's why some people can really, really sell and some can't. And so I like to say this is a win-win for everybody. And it's different than just, okay, I'm going to go on the internet. Who's the cheapest? Who can do this? Who can do that? It's not, you know, we're not always going to be the cheapest. We're not always going to be the largest either, because I've been there. I've been in those days. I was considered a heavy hitter for years in the industry, and with full service, and then again with both, and in two different states. And it doesn't really, it's like, okay, been there, done it. But I care more about, did you get your situation handled? Did you get the deal done? Are you guys living? Are you happy? Is it working? I care more about quality than quantity. And trying to make it a win-win for everybody and working through that. So we have real estate menu systems are here to stay. I think it's the best deal for everybody, whether you're a real estate agent, broker, buyer, seller, and constantly evolving, constantly growing. It's so easy now with the internet to do a lot of your homework and check things out and give it a go. And I don't have any questions here. I'm looking and somebody's sending in. Okay, that's a long one. We'll get to that one later. I'll just email you back. So real estate menu systems give you the opportunity to customize the buying and selling process. You do commit. You do sign forms when you get involved so that there's commitment. You are signing contracts. Sometimes we get calls, we'll be placed with a third-party company and somebody thinks they don't have to sign any forms, but you do. Because when you're dealing with the real estate menu systems and you're dealing with the agents and brokers in the country, in the U.S., everybody's under real estate commission laws and guidelines. So they have to make sure they're covering the local jurisdiction rules. And if somebody says they can put you in without a signed agreement, they're not following the rules, and I would be leery of that. So dig in, send us an email, sign up, We hope you come play with us, and you hope you can see how real estate menu systems are definitely here to stay, and the best deal for all. They're really made with you and the buyer and seller in mind, and agent and broker. So to everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful start of your new year, and I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.